I'm Paul Harris, filling in for McGraw. Thanks for listening. Kevin Sorbo was about as big a TV star as you can find in the world when he was the star of Hercules. That show was the number one syndicated show on the planet, not just in the United States, but everywhere else in the world. It was while making that show that he suffered a major medical problem. He had a stroke. Well, not, actually, that's technically not correct. He didn't have a stroke. He had three strokes. It's a pretty remarkable story that he went to continue with his life and came back and started in a Gene Roddenberry TV show called Andromeda, which ran for another 5 years. When you're in Hollywood, I'm guessing that being sick doesn't help your career. But he has written about that in a new book called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. He will be in St. Louis tonight to talk about it at the JCC at 7:30. But first, he's here to talk about it with me. Kevin, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
So before we talk about the TV show and the stroke, I'm curious how often you take money from Ray Romano on the golf course.
Every time.
Because I know that he's a pretty good golfer, and if you're taking money from him, you've got to be a really good golfer.
Well, I was really good as a kid. I was a 2 handicap. I'm up to a 7 now just because of life, you know, 3 kids and work and all that kind of stuff. So I can't go out there and play every day like I did when I was in junior high and high school.
Who else is in the foursome when you guys go out?
Oh, it's mixed up all the time. I mean, it's you know, it's a variety of guys. Meatloaf, you know, Tom Selleck. I mean, it's a good group of guys.
And you're taking money.
I know Joe pretty well.
You're taking money from all of them, right?
Well, you know, a lot of people are sandbaggers. I think I'm the only one with an honest handicap.
All right, so let's talk about this. Here you are at the top of the world, literally, with this show, Hercules. And all of a sudden, one day, something just doesn't feel right, right?
Well, it was between, a lot of this took place in seasons 5 and 6 on Hercules. I shot the series down in New Zealand. I lived there for 7 years. And coming in the last couple months of shooting down there into season 5, I started having a lot of pain in my left shoulder down to my arm and all the way down to my hand. And my 3 fingers, my middle finger over to my pinky, were getting colder and colder all the time. And I knew something was wrong, but, you know, I blew this stuff off. I mean, I grew up, I played football and basketball as a jock, and, you know, and here in Hercules, you know, we're working 14 hours a day, and I'm lifting weights 2 hours a day. I'm doing most of my own stunts like an idiot because of my ego. And, you know, I just blew it off. And then when I got back to L.A., I went to see my doctor because it just got to a point that it was just so painful. And he found a lump in my left shoulder. At the time, he thought it was cancer. He didn't tell me that, but he wanted to do a biopsy on it. I left the doctor's office, went to my chiropractor. In the 8 years I've been in this guy's office, he's never cracked my neck because I don't like my neck cracked. Well, on this particular day, he cracks my neck. And I asked him, why did you do that? And he said, well, I just thought you needed it. Well, I wasn't 2 minutes away from his office when I got hit with the strokes. And I pulled over to the side of the road, and my vision was going crazy. It felt like somebody really hit me in the back of the head hard. I heard, like, distinct pops in the lower back of my brain.
Ooh.
And my balance was way off. I mean, I kept falling backwards and not stopping. It's like that feeling you get sometimes when you stand up too quick and your blood pressure is low at the time and you get all dizzy. But multiply that by 10, and it didn't go away. And like an idiot, I somehow managed to get to my fiance's house, even though I told her how bad off it was, and she was going to pick me up. And I said, no, I'll drive. And I get there, and I got hit with 2 more strokes. And one hit my the balance center again. The other one went to my speech, and my speech was slurred all over the place. I knew that I'd suffered strokes. And I think I knew it anyway. I was just in total denial. That one dissolved by the time I got to the hospital. But I remember just walking in, hanging onto her because I couldn't walk very well. And I said to myself, I'm going to die today. And what a drag. I mean, I was here. I was, you know, I'm 6'3". At the time, I was 230 pounds. I was 6% body fat. I was in great shape. And for this to happen to somebody like me was just, you know, the doctors said it's an anomaly. They couldn't figure out what was wrong. But it took me, I was supposed to start a movie, but it took me, I took those 4 months off that I was supposed to shoot the movie, went through rehab, learned to balance again, learned to do whatever I could again, went back down to New Zealand to start season 6, and from 14 hours a day went down to 1 hour a day. That's all I could handle. And it took me 3 full years to feel normal again. And I was grateful for the studio to sort of keep all this covered up because I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, you'd like to say they care about their actors, but reality is I was a piece of meat to them, and the show's doing well, and I have no problem with that. I mean, I loved doing the show. So I was very fortunate to be able to get back on set and sort of, you know, fight my way back to health.
And that's rare in Hollywood, isn't it?
Oh, no question. But, you know, as you mentioned earlier, a year earlier, we did pass Baywatch as the most watched TV show in the world. We're in 176 countries. They got two more years of my contract. I mean, at that point, 5 years in, it's pretty hard to replace the lead character in any TV series.
So at that point, after the stroke, I mean, you go from these long days where you were doing your own stunts. Now they must have had to hire doubles for you, right?
Oh, all kinds of doubles. I mean, I couldn't even do, you know, a fight scene. I couldn't even twist my head quickly. It would just be too much. It would make me dizzy and fall over. I mean, I'll tell you what, I went through anger, depression. I had panic anxiety attacks that I'd never suffered before. It was actually quite pathetic, and it was scary. It was, you know, frankly, I didn't know what my health was going to be. The first year, it was very slow. I mean, I maybe worked up to 3 or 4 hours a day on the set. By the end of the second year of the stroke, season 7 of Hercules, I was back around 8 or 9 hours a day, which was plenty to sort of, you know, make it look like a regular episode, which it was. I mean, there's so much wasted time on sets anyway, so
yeah,
they knew they could do it in 8 or 9 hours. But yeah, I had body doubles and stuff. They brought in a bunch of stunt casting. They brought in people to, you know, well-known people to sort of, you know, fill in the show. And, you know, they'd have me shoot like maybe 2 or 3 scenes. I'd sit on the log and go, hey, remember when I fought the Hydra? And they'd have a flashback episode of me fighting a previous shot footage before I got sick. So it took a while. But even the first season of Andromeda was tough with all these, you know, we had a lot of strobe lights and strobe lights. I couldn't handle those anymore. My brain couldn't take it in. But I still have a 10% loss of vision in both eyes. And, you know, I've done 200 hours of movies and television since the stroke, so I've made a recovery, and I figured now's the time to tell my story.
Yeah, and you've got no slurring of the speech. I've talked to a lot of people who've had strokes. I've never heard somebody come back to 100% speaking ability.
Well,
you know
what happened there? It was a smaller one of the three, and it dissolved quickly. It was able to dissolve quickly. As soon as I got to the hospital, they stuck me full of heparin and Coumadin blood thinners. I mean, they did. Then through the angio, you know, right through the groin, they put a hose right through the groin, right up through your heart into where the where that lump, I forgot to say, that lump was an aneurysm in my left subclavicle. That was the key to all these problems. I'd formed an aneurysm there, and that had opened up completely at that time and threw hundreds and hundreds of clots into my left arm, and my left arm was blue by the time I got to the hospital, and they thought they were going to have to amputate at one point. And the cracking of the neck from a left to right crack of my neck forced those clots, a few of those clots, that basically act like salmon and swim upstream and go into my brain and cause the strokes.
Wow. Now, I'm curious because you talked about doing the show in New Zealand and them helping you, quote, cover it up, which I guess probably being on the other side of the world helped keep the information away from Hollywood, or did people in Hollywood kind of find out quickly, oh, this is what's happening and look how brave Kevin is being?
No, the story, the aneurysm was let out. I mean, it happened when I was in Los Angeles. So I was at Cedars-Sinai, and there's people always getting paid off to give information.
Right.
So I think, you know, in today's media world, there's no way they could have hidden it. They hid the fact that it was only an aneurysm, but the strokes were never talked about. And I saw a number of neurologists during that time as well. And, you know, they can't figure out why this even happened, why an aneurysm even formed in me, because, you know, they say it happens a couple times to pitchers. You know, the repetition of movements of arm. It could have been the years. I've been lifting weights at that point since I was 15 years old. Now I was in my mid-30s at this point. So, you know, I'm great. Like I said earlier, I was grateful I was kept quiet because I didn't know what my recovery was going to be.
Yeah.
And I started charting it myself, just for myself to see, because the first year, I'll tell you, it was tough to see any recovery. It was so tough. But I mean, I pushed myself past it. That's the title of the book. It's called True Strength, and there's a reason for that. Because in Hercules, let's face it, it was phony strength. It was a bunch of stunt guys making me look like I knew what I was doing. And I was a big stud.
Right.
So, you know, you get the reality is, doctors, as much as they did save my life, at the same time, their diagnosis and my recovery, they were way off on where I should have been. And they told me after 8 months, whatever I was in my life, expect that to be the way it is the rest of your life. And there's just no way, because after 8 months, I was still doing pretty bad. So I dig deep, and I had to find a true strength within myself to push past the limitations people were setting on me. And that's what I'm hoping this book does, to inspire people. And I found that to be the case from all the letters I'm receiving already.
That's great. Well, congratulations on your recovery. I know people will come and see you tonight at the J. It's 7:30. Kevin Sorbo's book is called True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life. Kevin, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much. They can go to Amazon for the book, maybe kevinsorbo.net, to find out more information. And a quick plug, I've got 6 movies in the can to all be coming out over the next year and a half, so I've been staying busy.
We'll have to have you back on, and we'll talk about some of
those. I would love that.
That's great. Kevin Sorbo here on the Big 550 KTRS.